Okay, left off discussing various aspects Muktzah Machmas Chisaron Kitz. He pointed out the Tosa's comments that when the Gemara tells the Sassam Latanak Rabbi Yehuda, that's not a reference to the beginning of the Mishnah Daf Lamed Aleph of Ein Levakin Eitzim HaKoros, because that is a case of Muktzah Machmas Chisaron Kitz. And that is not a machlokes between Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Shimon, and indeed that's what the Mechaber writes, the very beginning of Simen Shin Ches, even if we are to pasnag Rabbi Shimon Shita, but nonetheless, even Rabbi Shimon agrees to Muktzah Machmas Chisaron Kitz. So therefore, the Rai must be from the Sefer. So Rabbi Kaveiger, right, and that comment of the Shulchan Aruch writes, but wait a second. Here, there's a dual chiddush. Not only the type of Muktzah Machmas Chisaron Kitz, but in the case of Ein Mevakim, clearly there's a change of mind. There's a change of heart. Now the person is desirous of using this object, using this koda. If a person is intending to use the koda, now you have to come on to a further kiddush as well. It begins with the muktzah machmas kisaron kis, and you have to argue that that status that we began, the nashmashos, that remains throughout the duration of Shabbos. That means you have to couple it with migris katsoi. Migris katsai, that's machlokes, as we discussed between Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Shimon. So very good. That's exactly the raya of the reisha, not because of the type of muktzah, because the fact that the muktzah lasts, it endures, even though there's a change of mind, there's a change of heart. So Rabbi Kvega writes poshav shat in our sugyan afeis mudvais that the raya is from the entire Mishnah, not only the case of menakoros shenishbara, but the raya is from the case of in mevakin eitzim menakoros. Unless, as we start to discuss, one should argue, maybe that's not true. Is it really the case that Rabbi Shimon entirely denies Megidus Katsai? Let's assume, for example, a person has a rock. A rock is absolute muktzah, muktzah machmas gufo. Let's assume, for example, that a rock is designated for some use on Shabbos Yom Tov. We'll have to go through the details. How do you do that? How do you do that? Not so obvious. How is it that you designate something that typically is absolute muktzah for use on Shabbos and Yom Tov? But let's assume, however that's done, that designation would be made in the middle of Shabbos, the middle of Yom Tov. It's so obvious, Rabbi Shimon would say, we're good to go. Or Rabbi Shimon would say, what do you mean? If this is something that had no use whatsoever at the onset of Shabbos or Yom Tov, even I agree that there's a concept of migudis katsai. Migudis katsai can be the machlokas when you apply the principle, not if you apply the principle. So therefore, one could argue, and that is when it comes to a case of a muktzah machmas chisaron kis, this is an example where even Rabbi Shimon would admit to migris katsai, and that's the chiddush of Tosfos. The raya then is not from the reish of Ein Mevakin, the raya is from lo min hakoros shenishbara b'yantif itself. Oh, but that, you know, gives rise to a much broader issue. What exactly is the status of a muktzah machmas chisaron kis? So we started to discuss, of course, that there are two very different types of muktzah, that there is real muktzah. That's called muktzah machmas gufa. That's something that, typically speaking, that does not have a shame clean. And therefore, that is aser. Ein achinami tiltul is only an issur rabbanon, but that was a very early, early issur rabbanon. Mefurish in Gemara, Shabbos taflamid, that exists in the time of David HaMelech, Shlomo HaMelech. David HaMelech was nifter on Shabbos and being metaltel, amaze. That's an issue of total muktzah. He'll say, how can that be? The Gemara in Shabbos, Tavkuf Chav Gimel, says that muktzah was a much later gzeira d'rabbanan. Tiltul kelim was a much later gzeira d'rabbanan. Tiltul muktzah was not the gzeira of Nehemiah. So one has to distinguish between tiltul muktzah as opposed to cases of tiltul kelim. How exactly does muktzah machmas chisaron kis fit in to that construct? Is that similar to muktzah machmas gufo? Or is that a variation of an issur of tiltul kelim, albeit a chamor form of tiltul kelim? One could argue, well, look, how could it be muktzah machmas gufo? It's a kli. It's a kli. It's muktzah machmas chisaron kis, but it's a kli. And if it's a kli, so how can you argue that's considered to be part of? But maybe I'll suggest the following. You're right, it's a kli. A typical kli shel malachalisa. It's rav malachalisa, but me malachal heter. So it has the status of a kli, obviously, on Shabbos itself, because I can use it for this purpose. I won't use it for that purpose. So therefore, you're going to say a hammer doesn't have the status of a kli, just because typically it's used for banging in a nail. You can use it to crack open a nut, and therefore it has a shem kli. Any restriction moving a hammer is an issur of tiltul kelim. If you have something which is, no, it's not mostly this and sometimes this, it's something which is muktzamach meschisaron kis. You know what that means? That it's not a this and a that. You know, it's not that I'll take my camera and I'll use it for taking pictures, and I'll also take the base of the camera and use it to crack open a nut. No, they're not going to do that. It's a muktzamach meschisaron kis. It's duchko miyachidla, that you're only going to use it for this purpose. Its whole status of a kli is defined in terms of this utility, and that utility is forbidden on Shabbos. Maybe we'll come to the following chiddush. So you know what you've done? You have destroyed its status of a kli, because it's only a kli because it has this function, this purpose, this utility, and on Shabbos that's no longer an option. So maybe we could argue as follows, that it's not identical to, but in terms of hagdara, that is similar to cases of muktzamach maskufo. Why would I say that? When it comes to total kim, there's a heter of tzorach gufo, tzorach makomo. Not sure when it comes to muktzamach maskusaron kis, that's like eitzim avani mafra, where there's no heter total even for tzorach makomo. You know what? The camera is in your seat. That's a problem. You can't just simply pick it up and move it, saying that, you know what? That tzorach makomo is mutter. Not when it comes to a muktzamach maskufo. This sugya is developed. We'll have to discuss what exactly is the hagdara. Does a muktzamach meskisaron kis have to be malach talisir? Does it have to be malach talisir? That's like an interesting issue, no? Or maybe, no. If it's something that duchka miyachidla, it's something that you're going to reserve for this particular place, and you're not going to use it for other purposes, maybe that's a muktzamach meskisaron kis, no? What's the status of a painting? It's not a klisha malach d'liyaser, but certainly it's something which is duchka miyachidla. Can I argue the painting? That's muktzamach maskisaron kis. You know what? Don't take the painting off the wall and pass it around the Shabbos table. No, because that's muktzamach maskisaron kis. And a person will say to you, what do you mean? A hammer is used for a malacha, but the painting is not. Maybe the answer is that it doesn't depend on. That's really not so. Every case in Shas of muktzamach maskisaron kis is malach d'liyaser. Is that like essential or is that incidental? No? Because typically, if it's something you cannot use, duchka miyachidla. Or maybe it can even be something where that's not true at all. We'll have to discuss. But when it comes to that which is chisaron kis, if that's similar to an issue of muktzamach maskufo, so ein achinami. So therefore, Rav Shimon's going to admit that, you know what, there's a problem here of migudis katzai. And therefore, ein achinami, that the Raya is not going to be from the Reisha, the Raya is going to be from the Seifa, from the Seifa. The next Nafka Min we pointed out was the Sugi of Kikor Tinok, no? Where that Sugi in Shabbos and Daflam obeys. The Gemara tells us, stunning, Dovid HaMelech Nifter on Shabbos, you know what? That would have been a terrible Bizi Hameis to remain there. It was hot, it was in the sun, the animals were there, the body Rachman al-Islam could have been desecrated. So you know what? So Shlomo Melech sends the message to the Beis Medrash. That's what you do. No? You send the message to the Beis Medrash. No? And the psak is, he can be metal to the Beis al yaday kikar otinok. Well, so therefore, an interesting chiddush. Even when there is an iser tiltol, you know what? That you can solve that by combining it. A and B. I'm allowed to metal to food. I'm allowed to metal to the tinok. So if I can go ahead and combine the tiltul of Isser and tiltul and Heter, I'll call that one expanded tiltul, and therefore it's considered to be that which is mutter. Wow, so that sounds like an incredible kula. Whenever there's something you cannot go ahead and move, no problem. Move it together with something else, and you're good, and you're good to go. Wow, but what was the problem we saw? Shabbos Kuf Mem Beis. Ravashi says that Kikro Tinok only works the Meis Bilvad. This was a special Heter because of Kvod HaBrios, because of Bizi Meis. And not so surprising, that's not our sugya, but a sugya brachos daf yotes lebeis, we're matir a lot of isurin, yishum Kvod HaBrios. So we're matir this form of tiltul, but you know what? And instead of a blatant heter, we'll be matir al yaday kikrotino. But in other cases, do not go ahead and do so. So you have one sugya Shabbos daf lamed, and that's kikrotino. A sugya much, much later, Kuf Mem Beis, that's a very limited heter. Good. All of a sudden, you have an earlier sugya now, in between those dapin. Now, Kuf Chav Gimel, the case of a meducha. You have a mortar. You have a kli which is used for the purpose of tochin, for grinding. You know what? You're not allowed to move it. On Shabbos, love to discuss yantif. No, tochin, the kli, that's a sugya, that's a shem, we'll get there. No? But it's mafurish in the Gemara that, you know, if you grind something, let's say before Shabbos, and now you have the meducha, and the food is in the meducha. So you know what? I'm grinding garlic. Im yesh bo shum, betalponosim. If the food is in the ground, of course you can move it. Of course you can move it. Im yesh lo shum, betalponosim. Okay, wow. So how exactly does that work? We know that there's a concept of kikar tinok, but we know that it's a separate heter when it comes to a case of mace. And yet the Gemara says you can move a kli al yedei ha'ochel shem. Even a kli which normally no, a meducha, it's something which is used for the purpose of tochein, al yedei ochel shem, you're allowed to move it. How exactly is that true? So that was the Rashi. No? Shabbos Kufchav Gimel. Oh, and that's the Balamor. No, and Daf Mem Zayin Rebeis and Daf Yarev. How do you understand the case of meducha? One possibility, that's what the Rashba writes the name of Yesh Mishapiresh, and that's what the Balamor writes the name of Echad Mechach Mehador, that Tiltul Al Yedei Dovracher, you know what that's called? That's called Kikrotinuk. That's exactly the Sugya Daf Lamed. Yeah, but wait, the Gemara says Kikrotinuk is only Mutter Mishum Kvon HaMeis. So how is that Mutter? So the Teretz is going to be a bombshell. When you're dealing with a mace, or you're dealing with Shabbos Kuf Mem Beis, Ma'os, that's Muktzah Machmas Kufa. That's absolute Muktzah. So when Rabashi says this is a very limited heter, Kikar Otinok is a very limited heter when it comes to Muktzah, but not when it comes to Tiltul Kehilah. Kikar Otinok is mutter when it comes to Tiltul Kehilah. It's usser when it comes to Muktzah Machmas Gufo. So if you're going to make your whole list, what are the differences between Isra Tiltul Kehilah as opposed to an Isra Tiltul Muktzah? So you know what? We'll have a long list by Mirtash and the end of this month. No, but now you're going to write down Uder Ashba, the Dain of Balamor, when Nafkamin is Kikar Otinok. Real Muktzah, there's no heter tikkur unless it's mamish, kvod hameis. But when it comes to Tiltul Kehilah, yes, indeed that is mutter. Wow, so that's a pretty heavy chiddush. That kikar otinok could be allowed when it comes to Isra Tiltul Kehilah. So if it's a kli that you normally cannot move, you know what? If you can combine that with the tiltul of heter, that indeed we're good to go. And get the Balamor writes the following, v'zu ta'os gedola. That's loshon the Balamor, madaf mem zayin. That's a grievous mistake. Because when the Gemara says you can move a kli al yedei ochel, that's not kikar v'tinok. Kikar v'tinok is a contrived combination, no? You know, it's what I would call like a harama, you know? I want to move a mace. But you can't move a mace. A mace is muktzah. You know what the answer is? You know, let's schlep this ochel. Let's bring a tinok, and you know what? Here we're going to carry the nifter with the tinok, no? And anybody looks and says, what in the world are you doing? You're carrying a tinok with a nifter? You know what the answer is? Yeah, you know what? Yishum bizei hameis. This was our harama. This was the way of getting the... A kli ochel shabbat is a contrived combination of heter and iser al yedei harama. What is a more natural form of tiltul? Now that's the chiddush that... The Rashba writes, now that's like a kedera hametalteles im hatavshil. No? Guess what? Where's the soup? The soup is in the pot. Well, of course the soup is in the pot. So if you're allowed to move the soup, you could do so al yedei hakedera. That's not two independent titulim where we're going to be matir tiltul al yedei kikar v'tinok. That is considered to be the normal tiltul ochel. The normal place that you are going to find ground shum is within a meducha. And therefore, that's called tiltul ochel. It's not A and B where in combination this is a heter of. So that's something which is pretty heavy, no? If that really is true, there's no raya for meducha, that there's a heter of kikar tinok when it comes to tiltul kehilah. Maybe there's no heter tinok whatsoever. That's not called kikar tinok. That's called the natural tiltul of ochel al yedei hakli. That's a very heavy machlokes. Wow. Okay. That's something you have to kind of bear in mind. No? Rabbi Kveger writes there, Shin Chesei. But you know what? But this daya in Machaber, like the first day in the Rosh, like the first day in the Balamor, that there's a heter of kikar v'tinok when it comes to kelim, and the only restrictions is when it comes to tiltul muktzah. So Rabbi Kibiger writes the following: that would be matir kikar or tinok, even if it's a muktzah machmas chisaron kis. Wow, so that's a fancy l'shitase. Now, two Rabbi Kibigers in Simon Shinches, Sif Aleph, Sif Hey, where Rabbi Kibiger maintains that Rabbi Shimon does not hold of migudis katsoi when it comes to muktzah machmas chisaron kis, and the second Rabbi Kibiger where kikar tinok works when it comes to muktzah machmas. Kisaron kis. Wow. What is the common denominator? That muktzah machmas kisaron kis is tiltul kelim, as opposed to the lumdus of arguing that it no longer has a status of clean, because if something has no utility on Shabbos at all, so guess what? That's something which is called muktzah machmas gufa. We'll discuss as the sugyas go on, you know. You walk into shul, you know, all of a sudden, guess what? Not so uncommon. The person's tefillin is in the area that he occupies, no? The person's tefillin is nearly occupies. Let's assume that's Tzarech Makomo. You know? Maybe one could argue, Tzarech Makomo, just sit over there, you know? I want to talk about that. No, is that so? You have to, you know, it's so brazen, you have to sit in your seat, otherwise you can't, you know? So move over 2 inches. No? Okay, let's assume the shul's packed, it's not it. Really, Tzarech Makomo. Can you move tefillin with Tzarech Makomo? No? You're fascinating. We'll have three possibilities. No? Is tefillin a klisha malach de leheter? Because maybe me ikaradin, there's no iser boring tefillin on Shabbos. There's no chiyu, but no iser. Or can one argue, no, that tefillin has the status of a klisha malach de leheter? Or can one argue, what do you mean? Tefillin, you're going to use your tefillin to wear, and you use your tefillin for... No. You're only going to use your tefillin for, right? The mitzvah nachas tefillin. And that can have the status of a muktzah machmas kisaron kis of duchta miyachidla. And guess what? There's no heter of tzor gufa tzorach makoma. So you can't even move it at all. Right? We're going to have to see about these cases. Where exactly do you label something as a muktzah machmas kisaron kis? But, okay, so that's Rabbi Kibiger's Yiddish. Muktzah machmas kisaron kis is a more chamor, I admit, but a form of tiltul kelim. And the heterum of tiltul kelim are going to apply to those cases. Heter number one, according to Rabbi Shimi, don't say migdis katsoi. And heter number two, so there's a heter of kikarotino. And that's our Gemara. That's mamish our Gemara. Betaina sasama karabi huda. That's our Gemara. The resha. Amuktzah machmas chisaron kis with amigo is katsoi. And the last thing we started to discuss was another chiddush of the Gemara, and that is Yalichenu l'makom shiirtze, Gimel Amud Beis. You have a Beis HaShenolda, the Beis HaShenolda is Asura, the Beis HaShenolda is Muktzah, it's an Isra Tiltol, so what do? You leave it exposed, someone's going to smash it. So the Braisa tells us, no problem, just cover it. Kofa Aleha Es Hakli, cover it. You know what the difficulty is? I can't move Kalim. Kalim are only allowed to be moved, but Tzorech, is that a Tzorech? So you know what the Pashup Shad is? Of course it's a Tzorech. Protecting an egg is a Tzorech. No, that's Shalol a Tzorech. Protecting is that's the Shita, the Chachamim. That's Mamish Sargufo. I need the Kli to protect the egg. That's called a Sargufo. You know what? There's money sitting there. And if somebody sees the money, I'm afraid they're going to snatch it. No, so you know what? So I'm going to take a Kli and put it over the money. That's a Tzorech Gufo. Rabbi Yitzchok disagrees and says, wait a minute, how can you say that this is a Tzorech Gufo? After all, A can only be used to service B if B is something that's subject to Tiltul. But if B is Usser, so how can you say that I can move A l'tzorech B? So you know what? If the Beitza cannot be moved, you cannot move a pot to safeguard the egg because Ein Kli Nital El L'davar Hanita. Well, that's the Chiddush of Rabbi Yitzchak. We don't pass him. But even though we don't pass like Rabbi Yitzchak, but an incredible Yisod, so that's exactly what our Tosfos quotes. No, that how can the Braisa suggest Kofel Es HaKli if Rabbi Yitzchak maintains you cannot do so? So Tosfos just refers you to the Sugya Shabbos Daf Mem Gimel. Very simply, You can never move the kli according to Rabbi Yitzchak, of course, as long as you're moving it for a legitimate tzarech. Covering an egg is not a legitimate tzarech. What happens if it's tzarech makomo? Tzarech makomo is a legitimate tzarech. It's occupying an area that I need. So I'm allowed to go ahead and take this kli. Now that you take this kli, it's no longer in that makom. Now what do? Drop it. You don't have to drop it. Now the Gemara says, you can put it away. Put it away where? You know, put it on the shelf. Put it in the other room. Put it on top of the egg. Once you're being metaltel, so yolichen l'makom shiyirtzeh. So that's a stunning chiddush, that when it comes to mukta, that you know what, once there is a tchila satilto, you know what, you can have an expanded tilto. Yolichen l'makom shiyirtzeh. So even if you don't hold like Rabbi Yitzchak, but the yisod that the Gemara develops according to Rabbi Yitzchak is true, and that is that when it comes to a davar hametaltel, yolichen l'makom shiyirtzeh. Well, that's pretty heavy. But the critical question is the following: who, what, where? In the case of Rabbi Yitzchak, it's very limited, very limited. We're talking about, number one, a kli, okay? Number two, we're talking about tiltel that was beheter. You're moving a kli l'tzarech makomo. So one could argue, you know what? True, that's a great chiddush of the Gemara, yolichen l'makom shiyirtzeh, but it's a very limited chiddush. The limited chiddush is that tiltel kelim beheter. Yeah, that makes sense. If you're allowed to move the kli beheter, so what does it mean? You're allowed to take the china b'derech heter k'tzmar makomo and now just let go of it and let it smash. That's the heter tzarech makomo. You can pick up the fancy piece of china and move it away from your place and let it go, and all of a sudden it breaks. That's the heter. If the tiltel is kelim b'derech heter, yalechem l'makom shiyirtzeh. That certainly is true. Or can one possibly argue, no, maybe not. That's a great chiddush of Magen Avraham. Well, when the Mechaber writes this chiddush, Shin Ches, Sif Gimel, that when you're being metaltel something, for example, the Tzarech Gufo, the Tzarech Makomo, so you know what? You're allowed, Anicho Be'ez HaMakom Shiyirtzeh. So the Magen Avraham writes two chiddushim. Magen Avraham writes the following, Venirali, Afilu shachach v'natla. Ooh. Shachach v'natla means even if the tilta was be'isr. That's not the case of Yitzchak. The case of Yitzchak was the tilta was beheter. Once it's b'yadcha, yalichin ha'makom shiyirtzeh. Oh, Magen Avraham writes, I think the same thing is true if it was shachach. A person inadvertently picked up something that he should not be metaltel. Yeah, but the chiddush of the Gemara is that once something is in your hand, we don't consider every inch a new act of tiltel. We consider it all to be a single expanded tiltel. A single expanded tiltel. So, of course, I can't take something from rest and move it. That's tiltel. But something which is in movement, in motion, every inch, every centimeter, granularly, it is a new act of tiltel. That's how the Magen Avraham understood. Rest to motion. That's called tiltel. Once already you're being metaltel, there's no additional iser tiltel. I don't mean this is an exact case. Like, you know, we're going to have to see Daf Yud Zayin. Sometimes there's a concept we discussed, marav b'shiurim. When you're doing something and then you do it in excess, we don't consider every increment to be a new malacha, we consider that to be an expansion of. When do you apply that principle of mar b'shiurim? The Gemara says, okay, cooking a piece of meat, you know what, you can put in a bigger piece of meat, even though you know that you're going to have a lot of leftovers for chol, but that's still called bishul for yantiv. All you're doing is being mar b'shiurim. We'll have to see why that's true, but Magen Avraham assumes the following, that something's at rest, and now it's in motion. That's an iser tiltel. You're being metaltel, something you shouldn't be. But shachach, it was b'shogeg, okay. But once already it's in motion, you don't have to drop it. Yolichen ha'makom shiyirtzeh. And take a look at the Prima Gadim, right? The Eish of Avram, the Pirish of the Prima Gadim. And that Magen Avraham. The Magen Avraham is Sifkat in Zion, and the Eish of Avram is Sifkat in Zion. No, not her to remember. No? So, you know what the Prima Gadim writes? If this really is the Yesod, that this is a single expanded tiltal, it's not a new act of tiltal, guess what? That should even apply to Muktzah Machmas Gufo. Muktzah Machmas Gufo. I went ahead and by mistake, I picked up a coin on Shabbos Yom. A coin? A coin that we discussed, no? Arnike. No heter kikr betinog. A coin is Muktzah Machmas Gufo. And the tiltal was v'isser. But if the lundis this is not called a new act of tiltal. It's just an expansion of. So guess what? A person inadvertently goes that and picks up Eitzim, Avanim, Afar, and Shabbos, and Yantiv. You know what? You don't have to drink. Yelichinam Alkam Shirtzim. That's the extreme Kula. The extreme Kula. No? The extreme Chumr would be, whoa, no? Only Tiltal Kalim B'derech Etim. The extreme Kula is going to be, this is not called Tiltal. And therefore, and even apply to anything. If you take a look at the Gaon in Reish Samachav of Or HaChaim and Yerodeah, because Reish Samachav Or HaChaim is Muktzah, and Reish Samachav Yerodeah is Bris Milah on Shabbos, there the Gaon points out two possible distinctions. In Reish Samachav Or HaChaim, the Gaon emphasizes, maybe this is true, Yelichinam Malkam Shirtza, but only when it comes to tiltal, which is beheter, and not tiltal, which is bis. Tiltal beheter means you're allowed to continue and be mataltal. But that's the halach of tzarech makomo. You can pick it up, then you have to drop it. If there's a heter tiltal, the heter tiltal allows you, yolichen, l'makom shiyotze. But not if it's tiltal, which is beiser. Tiltal beiser, you have to drop immediately. And guess what? That would apply even to this sort of tiltal kalim, the same object. I went ahead and I picked up a hammer, beheter, in order to crack open a nut. You know what? I can go ahead and put it back. I went ahead and I picked up the hammer, beiser, shachach, you have to let go. That there's no expansion of a heter if the tiltal was done, beiser. Whoa. So it all depends on heter versus iser. And the Gaon in Yerodeah in Reish Samachav points out another distinction, that maybe there's a difference between tiltal kalim as opposed to tiltal muktzah. Ooh, add that to your list. No? The difference is between tiltal kalim and tiltal muktzah. Kikavetinok, a possibility. Good. No? Tzarech gufo, tzarech makom. Another possibility. Yolichinu makom shiirtza. If you're dealing with something which is a kli, so therefore we'll view it as an expanded tiltal. But if it's something which is Muktzah Machmas Gufo, then we never say Lechen HaMakom Shiyotze. Then we never say Lechen HaMakom Shiyotze. Wow. That's a heavy issue. That's the Gaon of Reish Samachav Bris Milah on Shabbos. And that's the context of the Sakin Shomilah. A Sakin Shomilah is Muktzah Machmas Chisaron Kis. Muktzah Machmas Chisaron Kis, is that Tiltal Kalim? Or is that Muktzah Machmas Gufo? And the Muktzah Machmas Chisaron Kis of Bris Milah is fascinating. It's a very chomer form of Muktzah, Chad Chisaron Kis, but if you're doing it L'tzorach Mit, it's a tiltal of Heter. It's a tiltal of Heter of Muktzah Chamura. No? If you're going to tell me that the whole consideration is Heter versus Isser, the tiltal was for Heter. Yolichen HaMakom Shiyirtze. If you're going to tell me, no, that only applies to tiltal kalim. It doesn't have a tiltal muktzah. Even in a case where the tiltal is beheter, but you know what? Let go immediately. And after the bris is over, drop. The Chazon Ish writes in Siman Mem Tes, in Sifkat Neches, that Nikar Hadin, we paskin that distinction. Yelichinam Alkam Shirtze, it's true when it comes to tiltal kalim, but not when it comes to tiltal machmas, muktzah machmas gufo. Muktzah machmas gufo. Wow. So that's a heavy nafkamina. Right? Those are our three nafkaminas. How do you do Muktzah Machmas Chisaron Kis? Migdis Katzai, Kikarotinok, or Yelechenu Malkam Shiyotze. Three nafkaminas in that particular case. Mishabur writes an interesting Kiddush. Bir Halacha, Reish Samachav, Demas Layachal, that maybe the starting point could be that the Izno Shomila, the Sakin Shomila, is a Muktzah Machmas Chisaron Kis. And in principle, we would say, you know what, as soon as the bris is over, drop it. You know what, drop it. And this might be generational, no? You ever see the old Moalim? They have a special, like, Sakin Shamil. Yeah? You ever see, like, the new Moalim? They have these disposable blades, no? It's like just a razor blade with a plastic handle. Mishabur writes the following, that if you're going to tell the Moal, as soon as you finish, drop your knife, you know what? Mishabur writes, we're concerned that Mimna Velo Mahil. The Moal might be hesitant to perform the bris. Right? He's not going to want to take this responsibility, you know? If he knows that, you know, as soon as the bris is over, drop, and dropping will mean it can chip his knife, you know what? Maybe he will say, get somebody else to do this bris, And therefore, because of that, the Mishabur writes, Atzad Heter to go ahead and do Yolichin HaMakom Shirtza, even though when it comes to other cases of a Muktzamach Maschisar, in case you wouldn't assume necessarily, indeed, that that's true. Well, with that, I would tell you, this is like the groundwork of the Chiddush of Artosus with Rabbi Kiveger, that is to what extent we apply the chumras of Muktzamach Maskufa to the case of Muktzamach Maschisar Kis, and therefore, what is the raya of our Gemara? Is it only from the Sefer, or is it from the case of Erush? Okay. Achana de Rabba, phase one phase. Now, so we've discussed a lot of Achana de Rabba so far, but and not merely enough. Now, Achana b'cham from Purush in the Gemara, a dinderais. Now, the Purush in Gemara, Gimel Beis, Sveikasur, will apply the principle of Safek derais lechomer to the cases of Achana de Rabba. So you hazard well, no? Why is Achana de Rabba din daraisa? Why exactly is that true? Sarashi mamish kedarka bakodesh, you know, so briefly tells you incredible chedushim, because muktzah daraisa, halfway down, basement days, halfway down. Wow! So you know what? Achana de Rabba is the problem of muktzah. Wow! So you know what? That means that if you have a case for Yontif is on a Sunday, and the hen lays a second, but if it laid the egg on Yontif me Esel Gomorrah, who was completed on Shabbos, so therefore midaraisa, that cannot be used on Yontif. After all, that in Yontif mechina Shabbos, in Shabbos mechina liyontif. Why exactly is that true? Is that like a special din? Ain't Yontif making the Shabbos? Ain't Shabbos making the Yontif? So you know what the great Chiddush of Rashi is? Muktzah d'oraisa? No. It's not that Shabbos cannot, Yontif cannot. You know, it's a much more basic halacha. And that is anything that's used on Shabbos and Yontif has to be min hamuchan. And therefore, if min hamuchan means, let me add one word, min hamuchan b'chol, oh, that's what it means. Ein Shabbos mechina, ein Yontif mechina. The hachana has to be. The hachana has to be b'chol. So you know what? If this hen lays an egg on Sunday, and the act of the hachana, the leida, occurred on Shabbos, that means it was not min hamuchan mi ba'od yom, and therefore, if it's not muchan mi yom chol, that's muktzah. So hachana derab is just simply Muktza daraisa. According to Rashi, what is the yisod of hachana deraba? This egg lacks hachana. This egg is choser hachana. It lacks hachana. Why does it lack hachana? Because hachana has to be b'chol. V'hayim v'mashishi. Shishi is chol. The hachana has to be b'chol. What happened here is that the hachana was not on chol, so therefore, if there was a choser hachana, that means it's muktzah. Wow, okay. So if hachana derab is daraisa, that means muktzah is daraisa. That's Rashi Shita. Tosus disagrees. Tosus irv defamaches. Tosus disagrees. Tosus says it's not true. Muktzah is not daraisa. And we discuss it plain. Even Rashi admits muktzah is not always daraisa. In most cases, it's not. But in this case, it is. No? In this case, it is. Muktzah l'achila, as opposed to yishtamshus, as opposed to tiltur. But in this case, muktzah, the Gemara says in Avdal, muktzah is drabanan. Yeah, Rashi writes, muktzah d'hacha. The case in Avdal is drabanan. But you know what? That muktzah in general, of course, could really be a din d'araisa. Tosafot is not true. Tosafot says that very Gemara rejects this. No, it didn't reject it. No, we read the Gemara in so many different ways. Not necessarily the rejection of muktzah d'araisa. Okay. If muktzah is only a din d'rabbanan, so how can hachana d'rabba be a din d'araisa? Very simple. Hachana d'rabba means that you were chaser hachana. The chaser hachana means that muktzah, which is a din d'araisa, Tosafot says, no, I disagree. Yeah, but the Gemara says hachana. So you have to assume a very different numbers according to Tosafot. Now, the problem with this case of hachana d'rabba is not that they're lacked hachana. If that's all it was, that would not be a din d'araisa. You know what the problem is? Ein Shabbos mechina liyantiv. Ein Shabbos mechina liyantiv. This egg was laid on Sunday, which means me esmo gomrala, and ein Shabbos mechina liyantiv. That Tosafot writes is a din d'araisa. That's a din d'araisa. This is not just a lack of hachana, this is inappropriate hachana. Shabbos cannot be the basis of hachana for yantiv. Even if muktzah is only a din d'rabbanan. Wow. It's not just simply, you didn't have kavana. No, mitzvah Saint Tzrichas kavana. You had kavana with a bracher. You had a problematic kavana. No, Tosafot and brachos, not your bays. You're blank. Also mitzvah Saint Tzrichas kavana. You mamish have kavana shalatzeis, kavana hafucha, or kavana davar acher. That's far, far worse. No? Tosafot says, if all the problem is you lack hachana, muktzah is only a din d'rabbanan. But you know what the problem is? Ein Shabbos mechina liyantiv. This is an inappropriate act. You're pointing a finger at me. This is inappropriate. What in the world did I do? What did I do? Now, we'll see. Erevin Daf Lamed Ches. What did I do here? No. Ben laid an egg. No. You know what it means? Woo. Even if the hachana is bidei shamayim, even if the hachana is Memela, but your reliance on hachana, you're taking advantage of that hachana. That is us. Even that which is hucham b'dei shamayim creates nisa d'araisa v'achila. That's the chiddush of Tosafot. No one's faulting you for the hen laying an egg. But if you're going to utilize this egg, you're going to eat the egg, and eating the egg was a result of hachana, even hachana de remela, hachana bedinei shamayim. Mm-hmm. Whoa. That is forbidden min haTorah. And sveika d'raisa l'chumra. Whoa. Realize how different Rashi and Tosafot are. Is the problem of hachana de rabba the choser hachana or the inappropriate hachana? The reliance on Shabbos mechina liyantiv, which one cannot do. So far, so good. So, let me tell you something. Dalad amaral. The Gemara says the following. Let's say Shabbos and Yantif are back to back. Yantif falls out on Sunday. Yantif falls out on Sunday. Okay? What happens if Noldav is it? The hen lays an egg on Shabbos. Shabbos followed by Yantif puts on Sunday. And the egg is laid on Shabbos. Noldav is it. Oh, so Rav says the following. Noldav is it. Asura is it. That's Rav Shita. Nolda b'zeh, asura b'zeh. If it's a beitzah shenolda b'Shabbos, and tomorrow, Sunday is Yantif, nolda b'zeh, asura b'zeh. Good. Download up. Why? Why should that be? Why nolda b'zeh, asura b'zeh? Why should that be? Why nolda b'zeh, asura b'zeh? There are two possibilities. One possibility the Gemara suggests, and just imagine when we get to the Sugya, wow, the Gemara says, Kedusha Achas. Because when you have Yom Tov on Sunday, that's one long Kedusha. It's a 48-hour day. So, Shabbos, Yom Tov is Kedusha Achas. So just like, Asura Bezeh, Asura Bezeh. Okay. And what if that's not true? We assume Shabbos, Yom Tov are not Kedusha Achas. What if you hold Shabbos and Rosh Tei Kedushas? Do you know what the grand answer is? Bala Bala? Hachana Darabba. Hachana. Hachana Darabba. Hachana Darabba. Whoa. Meaning what? Ain Shabbos Nechina Niantiv. Shabbos Niantiv Kirishte Kedushas. But if the egg was laid on Shabbos, and you're going to use it on Yom Tov. So guess what? That means Shabbos is Mechin L'Yom Tov. And Ein Shabbos Mechin L'Yom Tov. So you know what Gemara said? That's Hachana D'Rabba. That's Hachana D'Rabba. Whoa, whoa, whoa. No? So that's what the Gemara writes, no? Elohachal ba'Hachana D'Rabba k'miflagein. Rav Shita not b'zah surah b'zeh is because of Hachana D'Rabba. Wow. Okay. Tosus. Kalam alav. Dermaskal alav. Tosus is bothered by the father. Achana derama. We didn't do so much in Masechta so far. No, but days and days. No. May esmo gamrala. May esmo gamrala. No. Meaning, if the hen lays an egg today, the hachan already occurred yesterday. No? Me'esmo gamrala. Which means that if Yom Tov falls out on Sunday, the hen lays an egg on Shabbos, me'esmo gamrala, what does that mean? That the beitza is nigmeres? Me'esmo gamrala. On Friday, no? So what kind of hachana is that? What do you mean it's usher because of hachana? Niyaso gamrala, the egg is already muchan nichon nibod yom. Why is that? How can that be hachana de rabba? No, that's also suskasha. Hen lays an egg on Shabbos. Niyaso gamrala hachana occurred on Friday. So gvaldik. So why in the world is it Usher on Sunday? Because of Hachana D'Rabba. No? That's like an obvious question, no? Me'aso Gamrala. So what's the Teretz exactly? So Tosus writes the following Kiddush. It's true. Me esol gamrala. You know what that means? The egg is formed. The egg is developed already from the day before. That's true. Beis ha-beizim with beis. But guess what? The egg was laid today. On Shabbos. The laying of the egg is not hachana. When I say, it's fit for use. Because me esro gum, it was developed yesterday. You mean all the hachana was yesterday? And today is like irrelevant? Today is irrelevant. You know what Tosus says? I'm such a chiddush. Not only is the laid of the hachana, but even the development is the hachana. Me esro gum doesn't mean everything is yesterday and today is nothing. You know, I go and I say to you, go eat that egg. Eat the egg. Where's this egg? Oh, the animal hasn't laid it yet. No? The laid is not a hachana. The laid does not ready it for a hachana. So Tosus writes the following Yiddish, that the formation of the egg, me'esmo, is a hachana, and the Leda also is a Hachana. The Leda also is a Hachana. Of course the Leda is a Hachana. The Leda is a Hachana. The Leda is a Hachana. Sounds reasonable, no? I say the egg is fit for use. One issue is when did it kind of complete its development? But if it's not laid yet, what do you mean? It's fit for use. It's fit for use. How fit for use? So Tosafos says, don't misinterpret. When the Gemara says, "Me esmo gomrama," it means we'll even consider the development of Hachana. But obviously, if the egg is laid, it also is considered to be Hachana. So Tosafos says, that's the key then. So if you have a case where the egg is laid on Shabbos, can you use that egg on Sunday? Of course not. Because if it was laid on Shabbos, that means that the Hachana is Shabbos for Yontif. Ein Shabbos mechin liyontif. Ein Shabbos mechin liyontif. So that's the Gemara. Beitza d'atah d'amarava. If you have a Yontif that falls out on Sunday, even if you'll shtei kedushos, you can't use the egg on Sunday because of Hachana d'arava. Because ein Shabbos mechin liyontif. And the laying of the egg also readies it for the purpose of achila. Either Gemara says nesel gomrala. That means even though it wasn't yet laid, but the development is achana, and clearly, the laying of the egg is achana. So therefore, of course, it's forbidden on Sunday. Are we okay or no? Yeah, are we really okay? Ooh. The late is a hachana. The late is a hachana. What did the Gemara send a base on a base? If the whole reason the base is asur is because hachana drama. What did the Gemara scream? Shabbos ba'alma tishtari. Shabbos ba'alma tishtari, no? What does that mean? If the whole reason is going to chana d'rabba, so when a hen lays an egg on a typical Shabbos, that should be mutter. No? That should be mutter. What is the answer? Oh, you're right. That's only a gzeira d'rabban. Tosafos just said that leida is the act of hachana. No? If you're going to tell me leida really is not of significance, hachana means the development of the egg. Gvaldik, no? So the hen laid an egg on Shabbos. The development was on Chol. So that's great. That's great. So therefore, that solves any mukzah issue. I understand that. You're telling me Leida is a hachana. So the Gemara says, in Kain Shabbos manos tishtari. The Gemara should scream, of course Leida is a hachana. So what are we missing, no? So you know what the answer is? You with me, no? This is Tosafos L'shitas against Rashi. Okay, can we move on? Wow. This is Tosafos L'shitas against Rashi. What exactly do I mean? We have time? I guess so. Otherwise, you wouldn't sleep. Sleep in, no? Maybe we shouldn't die. Okay. Rashi says that the problem of Hachana Derab is it lacks Hachana. It lacks Hachana. And if something lacks Hachana, that means the Hachana has to be Nibol Yom. It has to be Bechol. So I'm going to tell you a great Kiddush according to Rashi. Ready for this? Ready? Ein Yontif, Mechim HaShabbos. Ein Shabbos, Mechim Yontif. Now you ready for my bombshell? Ein Shabbos, Mechim HaLatzma. Anything you use on Shabbos, the Hachana has to be Nibol Yom. The Hachana has to be Nibol Yom. Because the problem of Hachana Derabba means Yom Shishi is Chol. It can't be on a Shabbos for Yantif, it can't be on for Shabbos, and it can't be on Shabbos for Shabbos. The Chana has to be Bechol. Now, are you ready for the Lishita say? Tosa says that's not true. Hachana Darabba is not because it lacked Hachana. Lacking Hachana is Muktzah. Muktzah is a Dinder Rabbanan. You know what Hachana Darabba is? That it's inappropriate for Shabbos to be Mechina the Yantiv. And even if the Hachana was natural, it's inappropriate to rely on Shabbos servicing Yantiv. Is there anything wrong with Shabbos servicing itself? Shabbos Mechina the Shabbos. That's the Chiddush of Tosfos. Nothing wrong. Nothing wrong with Shabbos Mechina the Shabbos. So that's why Tosfos writes that later could be a Hachana, and then can be late on Shabbos, and the Gemara can say, Shabbos Bama Tishtari. And the Gemara has to answer, that's a Gzeira Drabana. Because Shabbos is Mechina La'atzma, Yantif is Mechina La'atzma, but ain't Shabbos Mechina La'Shabbos, ain't Yantif Mechina La'Shabbos. That's the Chiddush according to Tosfos. According to Rashi, this cannot be. If the problem with Hachana of Shabbos Yantif is it lacks Hachana, Hachana has to be Bechol. You know what that means? If a hen were to lay an egg on Shabbos, and you would call Leida Hachana, that egg would be forbidden in HaTorah because of Muktza. That's Muktza la'achil that lacks Hachana. And therefore, if the Gemara says Shabbos Bama Tishtari, you know what that means? That Leida is not at all a Hachana. You're just releasing the egg. Releasing an egg is not called Hachana. Oh, like Bezan, like when a cloud releases rain, that's not called Hachana. No? Releasing is not called Hachana. Wow. So that's why the Gemara says Shabbos Bama Tishtari. Because the Leida is irrelevant. The Gemara has to answer Gzeira. Guess what? I will tell you that there's no way in the world Rashi can agree with the Tosfos and Daf Dalet, where Tosfos labels Leida as Hachana. According to Rashi, it cannot be, no? So I want you to think about that, no? This is like a starting point. I'll tell you what I think is a fascinating diuk. Take a look at the Tosfos Daf Beis Nadim. Tosfos writes the following, an interesting kiddush. That, look, kevan de'en yantif mechen l'shabbos. If yantif can't be mechen l'shabbos, kol shkein, you saw the Tosfos? Kol shkein Shabbos mechen yantif, no? If yantif can't be mechen for Shabbos, well, obviously, then Shabbos can't be mechen yantif. No? You know what I'll tell you? That kol shkein Tosfos is l'shitasa. No? Speechless? I don't blame you. L'shitasa. Mamish l'shitasa. Mamish l'shitasa. No? Tosfos says the problem of Hachana Darabba, it's inappropriate. Not that you lack Hachana. It's inappropriate to do Hachana from A to B. Right? It's not that you lack Hachana. It's not a Muktzah problem. It's inappropriate. And Shabbos could be Mechel Atzma. Yom Tov could be Mechel Atzma. But it's inappropriate to from A to B. Oh, if it's inappropriate to do something from a Yom Tov with Tzorah Shabbos, that's inappropriate. You know what I could have argued? Shabbos is a higher level of Kedusha. And maybe it's not so inappropriate to do something Yom Tov for Shabbos. So if it's inappropriate in Yom Tov making the Shabbos, kol shkein in Shabbos making the Yom Tov. If it's inappropriate to do something Yom Tov for Shabbos, it is highly inappropriate to do something on Shabbos for Yom Tov. Shabbos for Yom Tov. You know what I would tell you? According to Rashi, this is not a Kal V'Chomer at all. No? This is a Kal V'Chomer. If something is going to be used on Shabbos, it has to be Muchan Mibon Yom. If it's not Muchan Mibon Yom, you can't use it on Shabbos. And if it's not Muchan Mibon Yom, you can't use it on Shabbos. Koshkin, you can't use it on Yantif. That's a Kavah Chomer. That's not a Kavah Chomer. Oh, it runs in the opposite direction, no? In order for something to use on Shabbos, It has to be set apart by alcohol. And certainly, if what? To use an anyantiv? Of course not. You know what I would say according to Rashi? No koshke, I would say, hu hadin, no? Just like to use something on Shabbos, it has to be muchin mibayom, yom ha-shishi, chinesa she'aviyu, to use something on yantiv, it also has to, a kal v'chomer. You know, Tosu says the problem is A is preparing for B. So if you can't even prepare a yantiv for Shabbos, so kolshkin, you can't prepare from a Shabbos to a yantiv. That's true, because we're talking about the inappropriate achana from the day before. According to Rashi Shita, that this is a muktza. This is a muktza issue. It's shalom in hamulchan. So I'll tell you, that Tosus is l'shita ase, daf dalet. The Tosus ha-beis m'beis is l'shita ase. This is a very fundamentally different way of understanding achana d'rabba muktza. Right now we can start to begin to understand the Tosus. So Tosus asks like a real kash, no? If this is really Trachana Daraisa, how in the world does Erev Tavshilin work? No? You know, this kash of Tosus sounds like such a bombshell. How did, you know what the difficulty is? Take a look at Gemara Sachim and Daf Mem Vav Amud Beis. This sounds like exactly the shock of the Tari of the Gemara. The Gemara says, you're not allowed to do Malacha from a Yantif to a Shabbos. So how does Erev Tavshilin work? So you know what the grand answer is? Hoil. No? So Tosa says, how in the world are you allowed to? You know what Tosa's answer is? Hoil. Yeah. That's exactly what the Gemara says. Now, like, you know, Tosa doesn't even quote the Gemara. No? It's like so surprising. No? How in the world, how do you survive this year with Tavshilin? The answer is hoil. So apparently Tosa is not bothered by what the Gemara is bothered by. No? If Tosus was, Tosus would just simply cite the Gemara. Tosus somehow is concerned that maybe what the Gemara says in Pesachim Av Mavavav does not fit with Beis Adav Beis of Hachana Darab. So that's what you have to work on. Now, take a look carefully at that Gemara, Pesachim Av Mavavav Beis. What is it that's bothering Tosus? And Tosus just seems to give the same answer as the Gemara. Fascinating, the Gemara has two answers. Tosus has two answers. The first answer is the same as the Gemara. The second answer is not the same as the Gemara, no? That's also a pretty good giveaway, no? That Tosus is not just asking the kasha of the Gemara and quoting the Gemara. The Gemara has two answers. Tosus has two answers. The first answer is like the Gemara. The second answer is absolutely not, no? So, okay, right, Hashem. I'll have to pick up. Take a look at that Tosus gets in the second circuit. Thank you.